Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Chris Brown, talking Royal Valley boys basketball. The Panthers 2-4 out of the holiday break, had a game against Prairie LeCompton right before Christmas, Coach, and scored pretty well. I know, man, hit some outside shots, made some big pushes in the game, probably a little closer than the final score maybe indicated, but if nothing else, do you feel like with the win against Riverside before that game that your team had maybe a little bit of confidence going into the holiday break?
Yeah, I was pleased with how we played offensively. Of course, you know, we didn't guard him, but like you said, you know, that we cut it to 41-40, mid to late third quarter, you know, competitive game. Then they went on a big 13-14-0 run to, kind of extend that lead, and then we just kind of kept it there the rest of the time. So offensively played good, or better, I should say, not necessarily good, played better. And, you know, we've been inconsistent offensively, and our good, you know, in our inconsistent times, our good offense has been good enough to win. You know, our problem is we're consistently bad on defense so far this year. So we're giving up, you know, 71 points. That's way too many. We've given up 60 in just about every game. So certainly over Christmas break, we focused hard on how we can do a better job of holding teams down to the 50s, give ourselves a chance to win.
Yeah, Christmas break, I think, is always an interesting time to hear how different, you know, coaches approach that after the time off when you have a good stretch of practice time without any actual games. So as you mentioned, some of the things that you worked on, is it also an opportunity to just try to add some different things in, some wrinkles and different things to try to find the right combo?
Sure, sure. You know, we're a big believer in you have your base offense and your base sets, and as the season goes on, you just expand from those, so you add different options. So we certainly spent time on that. We also, you know, not necessarily a super young team, but definitely an inexperienced team varsity-wise, so just those practices are a great chance to just more experience, you know, playing with each other and trying out different lineups and stuff like that. So it's always an interesting time of year, and kind of depends how the schedule works out too, right? I know a lot of teams played last night. I would have hated that. So I'm glad we have the whole week this week to get right for Hiawatha.
Yeah, Hiawatha on Friday, one of a couple teams that you've yet to face. Nemaw the other, you'll get them next Friday night. But the other positive is you get a couple good home games here to start back up in January. So are you at a point, or maybe it's more so a thing during the second time through the league schedule, but to where you're able to do a little more scouting and try to prepare the team for more specifics on what they might face any given night?
Sure. Like you said, the second round through is always a lot better scout than the first time. You don't really know, but, you know, certainly Hiawatha, a team we're familiar with, and they played in our summer league last summer, you know, so got to see them a couple times last summer, and certainly, you know, have one of the top returning players in the league with Mr. Boswell there. So we know, you know, we know who their main firepower is and some of the things that old Coach Smith's like to do over the years. So there's definitely an ID on the scout, but you're right. That's the best part about double round robin. And certainly what I'm going to miss the most about the new league next year, you don't have that with everybody, but it sure is nice playing everybody twice and always getting that second crack at them if you lose, and knowing you need to bring your A game if you win.
Well, it looks like a lot of good competition and good parity in the Big 7 again this year. Best of luck at home against Hiawatha and Jeff West, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you.
Chris Brown, head coach of the Panthers, and the Royal Valley Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Family Practice in Hoyt.